Paddy Payne has joined us. Something about Harry. What are you hoping for today?
Well, first, he's a really nice horse. I think he's going to run really well. I'm hoping that he's going to put the field away today.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Something about Harry lengthening strides, and it didn't take him long to move up, snatch the lead, and snatch the victory.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Something about Harry brained him yesterday. Absolutely brained him for Paddy Payne. He's a good horse. Very fine.
As he said yesterday.
Horse. Yep, he knew he'd have his, what was his words, have his
I'm
way?
I'm just trying to find it, yeah, something or, like that. Something, like something that. Profound.
It was an impressive win. Looked like in a bit of trouble at one stage, but a very impressive win. So another winner for Paddy Payne, who just continues to give to our punters, and hopefully that continues. Today on the Early Mail, Whitey, we're in Geelong.
We are, and we're not on the synthetic.
No,
so that's really
we're
good.
We're on grass.
James Dalton from Geelong joins us. Good morning to you.
Whitey, Huff, how are you going?
Good, James.
We're going well, thank you. Firstly, the rainfall, please, the last 24 hours and the last 7 days.
Yeah, just a few showers this morning, only half a mil this morning, and over the last 7 days we've had 35.2, which is a fairly big drop, which has put us in the heavy 10 range. Penetrometer 6.42. It's a heavy 10 range, but it doesn't walk like a heavy 10. It's more like a 9, but it's just the ability of the grass to hold up with its winter root system and that sort of thing. It's the reason for calling it 10.
So when does it start to kick in? When do you start to see that growth?
I actually have seen that over the last 2 weeks, just having the longer daylight hours about, and the soil temperatures have just risen up a little bit more. So it's very, very close, which is a good thing.
All right, so 6.42, heavy 10 in the rail. Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, we've got the rail at 7 for the majority of the circuit, and just down in the straight, it's back to the 3 metre position.
All right, terrific. I'm not allowed to talk to you any longer. I'm getting in trouble for asking questions about the grass.
Way too many.
We're going to have our own podcast.
You can do that another time. James, have a great day. Hope it goes well.
Thank you. Bye.
James Dalton from Geelong with us. Brent Stanley's got a couple in the truck today, and he's been good enough to join us. Good morning, Brent.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Going well, thank you. You got two for us. Race 4, number 7, Kaimu, who I see Damien Oliver has been engaged in the saddle today. What are you making of Kaimu's chances?
Yeah, well, I've actually had to scratch Rock on my Mahal just where the track is. He's not he's just not a heavy track horse. Gets through the soft, but comes through the heavy. So I've had to scratch him. So just one run out of Kaimu today. She's really well. She struggled on the synthetic. She only got better length and a half and struggled on the synthetic at Ballarat last start. The run prior to that was quite good. Just got nabbed on the line. So hopefully she can repeat her last run at Geelong and win again.
Clearly the best of the day for you. So you're pretty bullish?
She's trialled good on the heavy. She's never been on it before. So if she does get through, I think she'll be very hard to beat today, as long as she can ping the leads and get going early.
Well, sounds like a pretty good plan to me, and I reckon you've got the right man on board. Good luck to you, Brent. Appreciate your time.
Cheers, guys. Good luck. Thank
good
you.
Stuff, Brent Stanley, with one today now. So you can scratch race 6, number 5. Now, race 4, number 7, though, Kaimu is his best. Around about 320 at tab.com.au with D. Oliver in the saddle. Let's get to the People's Champ. George is with us. Good morning, George.
Good morning. Daniel, how are we going?
We're going well.
Lovely.
We miss you. What have you got for us tomorrow at Caulfield, George? Because it's a good day of racing.
I'm going to do something different today, but I'm still going to take the quaddy.
Righto.
First leg, I'm going to take 3 because I find that's the hardest. 1, Lion.
Yep.
9, Sizzlefly. And 12, Rumble Doll.
1, 9, 12. Righto. Second leg?
7 and 9. Behemoth, and be good to my mother.
Be good to your mother. 7 and 9. Third leg, George.
11 only. Mythic Jet. That'll be the star of the spring. No worries about that. The only disappointment I got with that one, I wanted to see Mystic Journey against Winks. That didn't happen, so that's going to be the new star of the spring.
Righto. So Mystic Journey, the mighty man, one out.
Yeah. One out, Mystic Journey. And the lucky last, 6 and 11, Miss Arana and Bella Vella.
I like what you've done with this, George. This is still a $12.
No, this is it's $12, but I'm like you say, $6 will get you 50%. It's just not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. $8 gets you even more, which is normally our investment.
$12 will get you 100%, but $6 will get you 50%. And most people, most pensioners will only have $6, so they'll probably put the $6 on.
Well, the pensioners will be high fiving you after you get it home, George. We appreciate your time, mate. Have a great day.
You too.
Mighty George with his numbers 1, 9 and 12 from 7 and 9 from 11 from 6 and 11 at the quaddie tomorrow. Boomers up after 7.